Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me just start by wishing everyone in Western New York a happy Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays because the message is simple and it's a relatively uncomplicated holiday. You know, it's not like Christmas where you have to worry about, did I get the right gift? Who did I forget? And Thanksgiving is simple and the message is powerful. We give thanks for all the good things that we've received, and we are in the greatest country on the globe, and I believe the greatest state in the country. So we have a lot to be thankful for. There are also many, many people who do not have what they need. We still have a lot of people who are suffering. We have people in poverty. We have people who can't afford to celebrate Thanksgiving. That's what the effort is today. That's what today's effort is about. And we should remember those people who are suffering. I also believe that when we're sitting around the table this year, it's important to remember who we are and what we are about. You know, this is a very difficult time for this country. There's a tension, there's a division, there's an anger that is in the environment that frankly is concerning to me. I've never seen this level of tension among Americans. We've seen a rise in the number of white supremacist groups. We've seen a rise in the number of anti-Semitic attacks. This is not a healthy environment when you have those kinds of divisions and tensions among people. And America, by definition, New York especially, we're all from someplace else. We have different religions, different colors, different creeds, but that's what makes us special. That's what makes us Americans. That's what makes us New Yorkers. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness. And let's remember that the commonalities among us are more powerful than the differences and the distinctions among us. And what makes us special is we accept all, and we find the unity to forge community. That's what we are about. And look, you can be Christian, Muslim, Jewish, you can be African American, white, Latino. We're Americans, we're New Yorkers, and that comes first. And that unity is essential. So that is something that we're going to talk about with my kids at the table this Thanksgiving, because you feel the hostility that has been growing in this country. And it really is not healthy, and it has to stop. And we're going to have to stop it affirmatively. I believe that. So other than that, we've been handing out food all across the state. The feeling is great. Even among the people who need assistance and need help, I think that we're reaching out. You have thousands of New Yorkers who have made very generous donations of food, of side dishes, of gifts, and we're distributing that. And it's one of the most special parts of the holidays is the sharing and the giving and thanksgiving. And that's what New Yorkers are doing today. We're giving. And it feels good to be part of it. Well, it's not about the concept of childcare. Everybody agrees. It's about the funding levels. And that's going to be the discussion we have through the legislative session. No, I am. I just won election as governor. Thank you, people of the state of New York. And I'm working to be the best governor I can be. And that's all I'm working on. I'm upstate's voice. They have a very loud voice in the room. It's my voice. You look at upstate New York during my administration, it's received more time, attention, and resources than ever before in the history of the state of New York. You have to go back to DeWitt Clinton and the Erie Canal to find the state administration that has done more for upstate New York. $32 billion in assistance, creating jobs, attracting businesses, etc. No administration has done that. And it's not because I'm from upstate, it's because I love upstate, and it's because by right and by fairness, upstate New York had been neglected for many, many years by state government. And my administration is committed to compensating for the lack of attention that upstate New York has received. That's why Western New York certainly has received more time, more resources than ever before from the state government. And that's not going to change. I think we should pass the Child Victims Act this year. I think the extent of the problem is only getting worse. The revelations about the extent of the problem are getting worse. And I think it should be passed. I am a Catholic. I'm a former altar boy. I have great respect for the church, but the premise of Catholicism is respect for all individuals and justice for all individuals. And that's what the Child Victims Act is, in my opinion. The Amazon win was a great win. A number of cities in New York State competed for it. But the Amazon competition was actually different. It was a nationwide competition. State cities put in their best offer. It was not an open bidding process. It was basically a closed bidding process. So you put in the best bid that you could, and you didn't know what the other states and the cities were bidding. It's actually interesting because now after the fact, we found out what a lot of other states bid. We actually bid much less, but we won anyway. New Jersey, for example, bid $7 billion for Amazon, which is a multiple of what we bid. But it's really apples and oranges, the two. It brings a new dimension to our statewide economy. The tech sector is booming, and the tech sector is projected by all to be a growth sector in the economy. For many years, California had captured the tech sector, Silicon Valley, etc. We played catch up in some ways over the past few years, but you now see New York much more robust in the tech sector, all across the state, Buffalo also. But Amazon, I think, is going to take us to a new level because they are one of the sector's leaders. And the way the economy works now, they call it the cluster economy. So New York being home to that, I think there'll be a synergy and an energy all throughout the state. Buffalo could say, well, it's not in Buffalo, it's in New York City. It doesn't matter. The energy, that tech sector energy, will be within the state. Yeah, you know, the New Era facility is hurts, and it's a negative. But welcome to the new economy. You know, you have businesses come, you have businesses go. That is how the economy works. We do everything we can to stop a business from going. In the situation with New Era, we're a little frustrated because I don't know what we can do to actually keep them here. This is how, you know, very often a business says they're going to leave, and we try to work with them to figure out what we can do to keep them, what incentives do they need, etc. New Era, they're really changing their business model, so there's not a lot that we can do. But that is going to be the way of the world. Businesses close, businesses open. The trick is to stay ahead of it and be attracting more businesses and growing more jobs than you are losing. For many years, all we heard was this business is closing, this business is leaving. That's why upstate New York shrunk. We've reversed that dynamic. We have more private sector jobs in the state of New York than ever before in the history of the state. 8 million jobs. We've cut Buffalo's unemployment rate in half. So, it is now the arrows have shifted direction. More jobs are coming in than are going out. Of course, we never want to lose any job, but more jobs are being created than we're losing. And that's why we're growing. But it's sad news about New Era. I am aware of it. I wouldn't say I'm a student of it. But the revelations are disturbing. And look, this is not just Buffalo. It's been all across the country. And Massachusetts, there were revelations years ago that were just really shocking and disturbing. I don't think anyone in good faith, pardon the pun, believes that the situation was handled correctly. I believe there was procrastination. And what the Child Victims Act is all about is basically justice for the people who were injured. And if my Catholicism taught me anything, it's about taking care of one another, taking care of the least among us, and the concept of fairness and justice. Well, obviously nobody wants to see a diocese or the Catholic Church bankrupt. So the how it is done is very important. But nor do I think you can say, well, this may cost the church money, so we shouldn't do it, right? There's a long step between acknowledgement and justice and financial catastrophe. So I do believe there should be a recognition and justice should be done for the victims. It effectively is a change in the statute of limitations. Now, the statute of limitations has valid points, right? Statute of limitations says there should be a period of time because memories fade, witnesses disappear, etc. But this is also an exceptional case. Many of these cases are abuse of a child by an authority figure, and when the child was not in a position to handle the situation. And it's further complicated when it's not just an authority figure, but a religious authority figure who's often respected by the family, etc. So I do believe in this situation, the statute of limitations should be altered to take into consideration the unique circumstances that we're talking about. It's something we're glad to look at, but it's anything else is premature. I support, the state did a report saying legalizing adult use recreational marijuana, the benefits outweigh the risks. We now have a working group that is putting together a piece of legislation that would do it, because the devil is in the details. How do you do it? Where do you do it? What are the ages, etc.? What is New Jersey doing? What has Massachusetts done? You don't want people crossing borders because the laws are different, and you're driving people literally to go to one state or the other. So that legislation is being crafted. I expect it to be introduced next year. The when and the how, we're not clear about. No, we have a schedule of jobs that are going to be created by this project, which were tied to the grant. We are right now ahead of the schedule of jobs. I don't know what initial projection you are talking about, but I know the schedule that we agreed to with Tesla Panasonic, we are ahead in the number of jobs. So 800 jobs, which by the way is a lot of jobs, and that is good news. We talk about new era, we lose 200. Yeah, but we gain 800. And that's why the growth and the investment is necessary to make sure the positive always exceeds the negative. But as far as I know, we are ahead of schedule in job production. Isn't that right? Am I one? No. No, I'm distributing turkeys. Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.